Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We now know what is in Joe Biden's Robin Hood plan. It's Robin Hood. We're going to take from people that work, not the rich. You need to understand this. We have moved into phase two of indoctrinating socialism in this country. We now just take from anybody that works. Not rich, right? It used to be when we were just dealing with liberals, like the Bill Clintons and the Hillary Clintons of the world, and even the Obama early on days, we just screwed with rich people. Now we've moved into phase two, which is anyone that works, we're going to take from you, and we're going to subsidize people that don't work. Joe Biden has given this new plan to America. He unveiled this big plan at a joint session of Congress, a $1.8 trillion plan to free universal pre-K. We're also going to make college free because that works so well with public education on the high school level. So we're going to now give 2 years paid college tuition under this plan. So you can now go get hammered with your friends and fail out of school for 2 years with no accountability. This is amazing. We're also going to give you another way to be lazy. Some are going to criticize me for saying this, and I don't care. I'll defend it. 12 weeks. Now, for you guys that suck at doing math and went to the public schools that were free, 12 weeks is 3 months. It's 90 days. 12 weeks, a quarter of the year for family leave. And extended tax cuts for low-income workers, paid for by not the rich anymore, the middle class and the rich, because this is how you actually implement socialism. 12 weeks pay leave also can go for, you ready for this, dudes. So let's start with the young kids first. President Joe Biden is now calling for free universal pre-K. Let me explain to you what universal pre-K is. It's free daycare. This isn't kindergarten. This is pre-K. It's very much optional, and it's what adults pay for child care, but they want their kids to maybe learn something, get a head start on kindergarten. Pre-K can be like pre-K 3, pre-K 4. I think even some places have pre-K 5, or they call it bridge to make it sound more important. Now you're going to get that crap for free. 2 years of paid community college, so you can now go to college for free because high school free has just worked out amazing in this country. So now we're going to turn college into an extension of high school because that's exactly what's going to happen. And we're going to turn these things into just churning money-making machines, right? Like, you're going to have community colleges just pop up everywhere because you have guaranteed money coming in from the government and a bunch of people that are going to show up and not take it seriously, just like senior and junior and sophomore year of high school. There is zero accountability to have to pay back these funds because why should you be on the hook for being an adult at the age when you're actually an adult? So you're going to get that now. A national family leave program. National family leave program. Let me explain that part to you. If you're a dude, you get to go home for 3 months to help take care of your child. Welcome to the communist wishification of America. I had twins, by the way. I have compassion for men that need to help, right? Like, when you have a C-section and you have a two-year-old and you have twins, you need help. I took a week off. Then I took a half week off, kind of like at midday. I did my show the week after I had twins, is the point I'm telling you. Now, I did nothing else, right? I just got on the radio, did the show. I didn't do anything else with it, period. But do I believe that my employer should have let me for 3 months miss work? No. That's exactly what Joe Biden's now saying. So the mom can miss 3 months and daddy can miss 3 months. This is incredible. So that's 6 months of income, if you think about it, right? Because you have 3 months from a woman. And here's the other kicker. Apparently, you're going to be able to stagger it. You don't have to take it at the same time. So your wife could be off for 3 months, and then you could take your leave based on what liberals have been saying for the next 3 months. So you could have 6 months of income coming in with the person not working, and that's on the employer. So congratulations, employers, you're screwed. If you don't think people are going to now profile people in their age and make sure they can't have a baby, I'm just telling you right now, you are now the only thing that's good about this, right? Because there's a cause and effect to everything is. Employers are now going to 100% profile people that could be potential parents. It's like, this is going to help two dads, okay, gay couples, if they're just more driven and don't, you know, you can figure out where someone's head is, right? Like, tell me about your family. Oh, we don't have kids. Well, yeah, are you guys want to have kids? Maybe one day down the road. Like, there are ways to find out the mindset of someone you are employing or about to employ, or someone, there are questions that you can ask. You don't think age is now going to be a big perk? Like, if you're 45, there are employers that are going to literally have a tingle up their leg based on your age now. But your past childbearing years? Yes. Oh, I want you so bad to come work for my company. That's what this is going to do. There will be a massive cause and effect when you allow people to take 3 months off for family. It's a national family leave program. We're also going to have an expansion of the child tax credit. So please start pumping out babies.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number four, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then you get into,
as
you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
As part of this $1.8 trillion American Families plan, Biden's proposal that he said to Congress you should all support, right, is one of the biggest social programs in history, which the White House is now calling, this is a new way to spin it, it's brilliant, an investment in human infrastructure. I got to wonder, like, how much weed smoking's going on at the White House. I mean this. Like, you're sitting around, you're like, hey, man, how do we sell $1.8 trillion in taxing? Because that's how you pay for this, through taxes. There's no such thing as free money. You have to take $1.8 trillion to redistribute Americans' wealth to people that don't work and that are lazy as hell. So you got to figure out a way to sell this to America. And I can just see a bunch of socialists smoking weed out at DuPont Circle at some bar with their masks on outside, of course, right? Because you got to be outside. And I can see some pothead who wears a suit, who went to Harvard or Yale, sitting around with these other people at DuPont Circle going, dude, I got it. Holy beep. I got it. Let's tell Americans in this joint session of Congress, and let's write this beep in the speech for Joe Biden, that we're investing in human infrastructure. And then somebody looks at him and goes, holy beep, that's brilliant. Write that beep down right now. And then they go to the White House next morning, like, because they're not talking to Joe Biden, right? He's not there in this meeting. Let's just be honest. Like, Joe Biden's not sitting around the table going, all right, guys, how are we going to sell this to America? No, how this works is there's people that are in this meeting, and they go to Joe Biden and go, we figured it out, how you are going to read this sales pitch to America. That's how this is going to work. So they do this, and they sit there and are like, all right, look, we're going to tell everybody that you can't be against, quote, human infrastructure. It's one of the biggest social programs in U.S. history, and we're calling it a human infrastructure. And I can already hear Joe Biden, like, practicing his lines, right? Like, they're selling this, like, Joe, we need you to really connect on this line. Here's the line. We'll put it in all caps, right? We'll italicize it. We'll make it bold for you so you can read it really well on the teleprompter. And when you look at those congressmen, you look at them senators, and you look at the American people, you need to sell human infrastructure like a baby's dying. That if you don't let us take all your money, that a baby's going to die. That's how you've got to sell this. Call it human infrastructure. You think Joe Biden said no to this? Of course not, right? It's a great line. In this joint address to Congress, it is his, quote, most high-profile speech since his inauguration, which really wasn't very high-profile. There was no one there. There was a bunch of gates up, and they cut it short. And he had a mask, yeah, because that's all that mattered. Biden, his only job is to read the sweeping plan for communism. Because what is being introduced is communism. You're not just stealing from the rich. You're stealing from anyone that has a job now. $1.8 trillion in the biggest social program. And social program means socialism. So this is the biggest socialism program layout that America has ever seen. Biden not only lays out this sweeping plan that outlines billions and billions of dollars in socialist programs, including indoctrinating our kids in college with these socialist college tuition program. But now here's the other part. Devil's in the details. We're now going to give free college to illegal immigrants. I go back to what I've said about why this border is so open right now on purpose. If you can bring and go look at this part of the world, I'm not slandering it. I'm just stating fact. Okay. You look at Mexico. And you look at the countries around Mexico, and you see Mexico, and then you Google the governments, you realize that Democrats are really smart on one issue. They are smart on understanding that when you bring in these, quote, dreamers, they're socialists. They've been indoctrinated in socialism. They are acceptant of socialism. They have a core upbringing that is the government's job is to take care of all of us. If you're a voter from Mexico, you have no problem with socialism. If you're a voter from Guatemala, you have no problem with socialism. Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Cuba, all of these places have been conditioned to socialism. Peru, Bolivia, Paraguay, Chile, that's where these people are coming from. Ghana, they are conditioned to be socialists. Argentina, Chile. These are countries that have been conditioned to socialism. Why do you think that they're trying to give them citizenship and give them free college as, quote, dreamers? Because that's the new word we use instead of illegal immigrant, which is what they actually are. You can't say illegal immigrant. You got to call them dreamers, right? Because this is this America kumbaya socialist agenda. This is why you bring them in, folks. This is exactly why they're so valuable to the Democratic Party. We call them dreamers. We expand childcare options for dreamers and illegal immigrants as well. An increase in socialist programs. They say that, you ready? Combat childhood hunger. So more socialism. We're also going to give more socialist aid to minority-serving institutions. So the government's now picking winners and losers who get government aid based on if they believe in socialism. And they say it's done under the disguise of aid for minority-serving institutions. That's how Biden said it. It will be paid for in part by a tax on the rich, and now the middle class. It's no longer the top 1%ers, right? That's what Democrats used to do. They only wanted to tax the richest of the rich, the top 1%. Now, because you need so much money, you need so many trillions, you have to tax people in the middle class at higher rates. They're also going to attack enforcement is what they're calling it. Because when you use the word enforcement, there's a mentality. When you hear the word enforcement, you think someone's doing something wrong, right? Police enforcement, law enforcement. Well, they're now pushing for tax enforcement on corporations. They're now telling you that corporations aren't paying their fair share. We're demonizing, dehumanizing the people that actually employ hardworking Americans. These corporations are evil. They're bad, and we're going to take all their money. And you're going to help us do it. Just vote for us, and we're going to go after these corporations. The administration says the enforcement on corporations, right, because they're all evil and bad, even though they employ everyone in this country. The administration says they will, quote, raise, which means steal, $700 billion over 10 years from these corporations, which is exactly what they did under the Biden years. And what happened? Everybody left this country. They said, F y'all, we're out. Why do you think jobs went to Canada and Mexico and every other country that we've talked about? Why do you think so many jobs went to China? Because those countries don't give a crap about stealing from corporations. They want the corporations to come down. They'll take, you know, bribery, yes. But we're not talking, even China doesn't steal $700 billion from their corporations because they want the money. They're playing the long game. You think Mexico, yeah, you may have to, like, grease some palms and you might have to pay some cartel members, but it ain't $700 billion. And not only that, in Mexico, here's the other thing. I know people that work down there, corporations that operate down there. They said there's nothing. When you look at the bribery you have to pay off to leave people alone down there, it's nothing compared to the regulations you have to deal with in America. They pay less money in bribes for the entire year to operate a massive corporation in Mexico than you do to lawyers in America just to keep you, you know, kosher with the U.S. government and regulations. So when this administration says they're going to, quote, raise $700 billion over 10 years by having more enforcement on corporations, what that means is we are going to decimate corporations. The smart ones will leave, and the ones that are still here, we are going to crush. Get ready for high unemployment, which is all part of this plan. You need high unemployment for all of this to work because you need people dependent on the government. Otherwise, you don't win re-elections. You need 7, 8, 9% unemployment so that people are dependent on you for their survival, which is exactly what this plan is about.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right?
And then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House, of course, is arguing that their new $1.8 trillion America Families Plan, sell it on families, is worth it. It's worth the money. They claim it will yield significant future economic returns. How? How is that possible? Talk to any economist. You go $1.8 trillion into debt. That's not what we're doing. We're taking $1.8 trillion, or at least a large sum of it, from people. You then attack the private sector in the process. You attack the middle class in the process. And you attack those that employ people in this country with massive tax hikes, which is how you pay for this. And then you put a ton of debt on the kids that you're saving in the American Families Plan. There is no way that you can tell me the future economic returns are going to be great. This is going to yield socialism, which is more dependence by families on the government for their survival, which is exactly what the Democratic Socialist Party needs. They need people dependent on them. One thing that you got to understand about the Trump years is it taught the Democrats a very big lesson that they have not been taught in decades, probably in my entire lifetime, which is that the Republican Party's biggest threat to their power is employment, is family independence from the government, not on the government. The reason why Donald Trump had to be taken down and why they try to impeach him every day and why they accused him of breaking laws and made up stories like he was colluding with the Russians, and they tried to harass him, put his family in prison, and his family and his friends in prison, is because they could not beat him on the issues anymore because there was too many minorities that were duly employed and independent from the government. And socialism can only be sold to people that are so desperate that they are afraid that if you don't send them their little check, that they're going to die, that they will be homeless. That's how you control people in an abusive relationship. You make people believe they can't make it on their own, right? We see this in abuse. I mean, go to any psychiatrist, right? Talk to anybody that deals with a verbally, mentally abusive, physically abusive relationships. Why do people stay in them? Because they feel like they can't make it on their own, that they're worthless. They are controlled by a psychotic parent or boyfriend or girlfriend or other, whatever it is, right? Even employers, you see employers do this. They make you feel like that you're stupid and dumb and that you can never work anywhere else. So they keep you on their plantation. It's modern day slavery. And that's what the Trump administration ended by saying, the government is the problem. They're not the answer. They're not the solution. And we are going to empower you through lower taxes and fewer regulations and advocating and bringing back jobs to America and calling out companies that are not doing it the right way in America. And this president did that. Remember when he called out companies for their BS about when they were moving jobs to Mexico and Latin America and other places? And they're like, all right, well, if you're going to do this, then we're not going to play nice with you. And what happened? All of a sudden, American companies said, oh, wait, never mind. We'll keep that plant open in Paducah, Kentucky. We'll keep that plant open in Illinois or Michigan. We'll keep that plant open in Detroit. Because you had a president that understood that to empower Americans and to empower families is for them to be able to provide for themselves. What this plan does that Biden is advocating for is it takes away independence of a family. It makes for families to be dependent, 100% on the government, at least a portion of the economy, to be solely dependent, and families to be dependent on the government. So if you spend all this money and you have to take a crap ton of money from industry, you have to have a crap ton of money be taken from middle class and upper class Americans, then you have a voting base that are so afraid that is on the democratic plantation of slavery, modern day slavery, that will not be able to afford to even try another option. There is no trying of another option if you are afraid that you're going to lose everything in the next 2 weeks, the next 10 days, when you're just hoping that EBT card has money on it and it never misses a payment. Go through the list. President Biden's $1.8 trillion American Family Plan has $200 billion for free universal preschool. We'll take care of your kids, just vote for us. And four-year-olds benefiting, they claim 5 million kids. This is buying votes. They say this will save the average family in daycare $13,000. So in other words, pop out more kids, be more irresponsible. We will keep you surviving. $109 billion for two-year universal free community college, including Dreamers. Young illegals who are brought to the U.S. as children. So now, keep coming, folks. We'll even give you a free college if you are a legal immigrant. That's buying votes. $85 billion for additional grants that would allow Dreamers to access college funds for four-year institutions. $62 billion they claim to strengthen retention rates at community college. I don't even know what the hell that means. Just throw $62 billion out there so that people that aren't taking college seriously might stick around for another year. $48 billion investment in historically black colleges and universities, tribal colleges and universities, and institutions such as heavy Hispanic-serving institutions, Asian-American institutions, Native American, Pacific Islander-serving institutions, and other minority-serving institutions. So now we're choosing winners and losers in education solely based on race. That's called buying votes. $9 billion for teacher training because you need all the teachers to indoctrinate these kids in socialism. And if you take care of them, they'll keep indoctrinating these kids in socialism. So give them $9 billion. They're your propaganda committee starting when they're 3 years old. These teachers' unions getting all this money right now, they are nothing more than an indoctrination arm of the Socialist Democratic Party. They're going to spend $225 billion to ensure no low and middle income families spend more than 7% of their income on child care. We're subsidizing child care. We are now the babysitters of your children, so keep popping them out. $225 billion for a national comprehensive paid family leave medical leave program to guarantee 3 months, 12 weeks of paid parental family and personal illness / safe leave by year 10 of the program. So you can pretty much take 3 months off at any point, at any time, for pretty much whatever reason, and the government says your employer has to keep paying you. That will destroy small businesses. Small businesses that have few employees, you can't expect them to pay. Imagine if you have 4 employees and all the employees figure out a way to get off work for the 3 months. You can't afford that, but you're going to be forced to pay it, so go under. We don't care. We need high unemployment in this country so that we retain power. $25 billion to expand nutritional assistance programs to reduce childhood hunger for summers. In other words, you don't even have to feed your children during the summer months when they're not at school, because we pretty much have universal free food for kids. No one has to be a parent if you send your kid to a public school anymore. You get free food for your kids in the public schools. They're now saying we're going to give your kid free food 24/7, whether your kid is in school or not. You have no responsibility as a parent to actually feed your child. The government will pay for your kid's food. Not a bad gig, right? Have more people dependent on you. We're going to spend $17 billion, the plan says, to expand healthy school meals. I don't even know what that means. $1 billion to launch a healthy food initiative. We're going to spend $1 billion to launch an initiative and then spend $17 billion for that initiative. So within that $18 billion, why is it different? People getting paid. $200 billion to expand the lower premiums for the Affordable Care Act, so socialized medicine expanded. And here's the other part. We're going to keep giving you money every year so you keep voting for us. We're going to expand the child tax credit from $2,000 per child to $3,000 per child for six-year-olds and above and $3,600 for children under the age of six and make the credit fully refundable on a permanent basis. So in other words, keep popping out kids. We will give you money to do it. And finally, expand the child and dependent care tax credit to make it permanent, giving families a tax credit for their spending on child care. You want to know where I got all this from? Just so you know how accurate it is. From the White House's fact sheets they put out. You don't believe me on any of this. You're an idiot. Go look it up at whitehouse.gov. Okay? Whitehouse.gov. It's all there for you. Whitehouse.gov. This is not anything but a socialist takeover of this country. All right, lastly, let me remind you, please tell your family and friends about this podcast. Share this podcast on social media. If you're on any of the social media outlets out there, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we've been banned from Facebook, we are on Telegram and Parler. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.